A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and the content on offer. In this edition, we shine a spotlight on the Hampstead Theatre, drawing the recent productions of Songs from Far Away starring Will Young in the main house and Stump Downstairs, which are both on until July the 22nd, with an audio-described performance of Song from Far Away on Friday, July the 14th at 7:30pm, plus a preview of what's coming soon. In the main house, the reflective and intimate production of Song from Far Away by Simon Stevens and Mark Etzel is approximately 80 minutes in duration without an interval and transfers from a successful run at the Home Theatre early this year in Manchester and is a perfect vehicle for the Hampstead stage. This thought-provoking one-man play centres on the character of Willem, who is a gay man in his 30s who lives in New York, whose life is shaken after the death of his brother. The promotional material states, "Song from Far Away is an unforgettable story and a personal letter to those left behind. One crisp winter day in New York, Willem receives a phone call. It's time to go home. Home to Amsterdam, to his estranged family and forgotten relationships. As he reflects on his life, unwilling to face the future, he finds himself reaching out to the brother he lost." Starring multi-award winner singer, songwriter and actor Will Young, this powerful show is his first live theatre role for a decade. As you take your seats, the stage is open to you, depicting a stylish apartment lounge furnished with a two-seater sofa on the left and dark armchair on the right, with a cream rug and square glass coffee table in the center, with various lamps and side tables scattered around. There are beige split blinds at the back that open and close at various moments, and a black space at the back which showcases a snowing sequence and has a lighting rig with countless bright lights. Willem is dressed throughout in a white sweater with a hood, khaki chinos and grey socks, and divides his time from standing in the center or side, sitting on the armchair on the right, or perching on the side of the sofa on the left. This is a soulful monologue that takes you on an emotional journey and makes you think, with a very witty script full of cultural references and bursts of harmonious song, with an audio-described performance on Friday the 14th of July. On Downstairs is Stumped by Shomit Dutta, which is another intimate play experience, which runs for 70 minutes without an interval. The promotional material states, "A game of cricket, two of the greatest playwrights, and maybe even some time for tea." Before Samuel Beckett became the playwright universally known for Waiting for Godot, he was a cricketer. He is still the only Nobel Prize winner to feature in the pages of Wisden as a first-class player. His friend and fellow Nobel Prize winner Harold Pinter, whose best works include The Birthday Party and Betrayal, described cricket as the greatest thing that God created on Earth. Material ends. This two-hander is a captivating character study of two well-known playwrights with a love of cricket, portrayed brilliantly by Stephen Tomkinson, Beckett, and Andrew Lansell, Pinter. The Downstairs venue is set out like a traditional theatre, with about 100 seats set out in front of the stage. The set is very simplistic and effective in its design, with a brown shed-like decking on the floor, a bright blue wallpaper on the back with a black gradient print running through it, and a hollow rectangular opening in the centre with a brass frame around it with changing miniatures, starting with a white pavilion with yellow lights shining out of the windows as the play starts, and ending with a railway station miniature in the last act. Both characters are dressed in cream cricket attire throughout, and both have cricket bats and long brown kit bags. There are doors that are open to the left and right of the stage. Stumped is another compelling, intimate piece of theatre that exists of lots of conversations between just two characters, with great performances and clever, thoughtful scripting. Stumped runs until July the 22nd, 2023. The Hampstead Theatre is a fabulous venue near Swiss Cottage Tube Station and our local bus routes. The box office is on your left as you enter the building, with bar and cafe on your right, with seating and tables in the centre. The toilets are by the side of the box office and also on the lower level, and there is lift access at the rear, taking you downstairs. Hampstead Theatre are very passionate about accessibility and have a warm and welcoming front of house team that will assist in any way they can. So if you ever have a question, always ask. There is an audio describe performance for every show in the main house and an audio introduction for the downstairs show, which can be found on their access page by visiting hampsteadtheatre.com and selecting access. You can also book tickets or ask questions by calling the box office team on 020-7722-9301. And please do feedback on your experience, positive or negative. The next shows will be in the main house, Anthropology by Lauren Gunderson, on from the 7th of September until the 14th of October 2023. This is a captivating thriller exploring the depths of Silicon Valley and artificial intelligence, with an audio describe performance on October the 14th at 2:30 p.m. And coming up next downstairs is Octopolis by Marek Horn, which takes place from the 15th of September till the 28th of October. This is a drama unlike any other, about an octopus called Francis. To find out what else is showing and is audio described in London and across the UK, you can also visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.